Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. There's just so much we have to share with you. We're going to make a lot of that available on VFN TV coming up in the near season. But I want to talk to you about the best of times. It's the best of times. Notice that no matter what's going on, and we're seeing this. This is not just saying this, I'm sort of like a Misty Edwards, you know, what's the point? You know, I don't want to cheer for a football team that will never play. I don't want to preach a gospel that'll never happen. You know, and I don't want to speak to a people who will never listen. And it's like, where is this whole? And then the thing is that we are seeing this. We're seeing in the midst of great job loss and economy shaking to the ground, people who are loyal to Jesus. This is what loyal to Jesus means. Loyal to Jesus. When you read his words, you do what he says. And one thing that we're seeing, when people take Jesus literally, their blessings become literal. Their provision becomes literal. But when people just take him, his words is like, their life is like, he's like, it doesn't happen. But when people say, here I am, God, send me, the Great Commission is not the great suggestion, I am ready to go. God takes them from occupations that they worked for years and houses that they settled would be felt forever, and literally sells that house in less than 7 days, transfers them to other states that he's sending them to a people group that he loves. And then within days, he's providing them occupations and jobs when everybody else, 23 million or whatever it is, they don't have jobs. We're finding God's people who are getting jobs. And not only that, after 7 days of prayer and fasting, giving them a house, a new house and a new place with viewpoints that are, views that are just awesome. Over and over again. Listen, this God that we serve is good. But the thing is, he's not a theory. He's a fact.
That's right.
He's not a premonition. He is God. And above him, there's none other. So loyalty, we're talking loyalty to him. It's the same way that if you're married, you expect your spouse to be loyal to you. I mean, that's just like a no-brainer, right? Well, hello, we are the bride of Christ, and Jesus expects us to be loyal to him, more loyal to him than anybody else on the face of this earth. And that is somebody who truly is loyal to Jesus. So I want you to hear, this is Brother John Kilpatrick giving a word. He shared it in January the 6th at Church of His Presence. And in it, he talks about the blessing in 2013. And that blessing is the blessing for those who are his. Listen up.
This year, many of you are going to wake up one day and realize you've outgrown where you are. You'll feel like a bird all of a sudden locked up in a cage, and you didn't feel that way yesterday. You'll feel desperate to get out and fly to the place that God's prepared for you, and the Lord will open the door. You'll suddenly realize that you've been prepared for more income, more responsibility, a different location, and a change of address. Your clothes must be changed. Your name tag and your desk nameplate also must be changed. You're ready? It's time. Even the devil can't stop it, because it's time. You used to say, I can't, but now all of a sudden you're saying, I'm raring to go. I'm ready. It looked as though things were over for you, and you were sheared like Samson was sheared. You felt that your anointing was gone, but now you've woke up and you feel something tickling the back of your neck. It's a fresh growth of hair. Your anointing has returned. You thought that the Holy Spirit had bypassed you, but get ready. Your most rewarding accomplishments are just around the corner, just as Samson was awaiting him. Go ahead now and start rolling up your mat, because not an angel is being sent to stir the pool, but Jesus himself is passing by. And you will receive your healing. Roll that mat up and and get ready to rise up and walk. You've got better things to do than lie helplessly by a pool the rest of your life. You got things to do, places to go, things to say. Your healing will be both in mind and in body. You will need to be healed in your mind so that you can begin to see yourself healed in your body. Because your mind has already accepted that this is the way it's always going to be. But it's not. Jesus is passing by. The Lord said this. This year, you'll forget what it feels like to cry. Your laughter will be so deep and so long that it will be like a release valve on the inside of you that you will not believe that just that morning you were crying and lonely and in despair. But within 12 hours, He turned your morning into dancing. Elijah is passing by. He's going to throw His mantle around you while you're plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. You're going to burn your plows. You're going to leave your secular work. You're going to slay the oxen. You're going to pack up. And you will finally begin your odyssey in the ministry that God promised you years ago. There's a mighty rumbling. It's the hoofs of God's angels coming to bring freedom to the captives. Their swords are drawn and their banners are flying. Your enemies that have tormented you are getting nervous. They are losing their influence over you now, and confusion has already set in. They are scattering, and already they're becoming like loose soil where at once they held you like concrete. Your enemies will leave bounty and spoils that you will gather from the battle, and not one shot will be fired. This is a battle the Lord Himself says He will fight. Your enemy will scatter at the sound of the Lord of hosts. This will be a sudden thing. Again, I say, this will be a sudden thing. The investment that you've made in someone very close to you, the Lord says, will not be in vain. Those years of investment, prayers and intercession, the Lord is already at work untangling Satan's web that the devil has meticulously woven over your son. The blindfold over his eyes is going to come off. And he will begin to see clearly what he couldn't see previously. He'll see the trap that was laid for his very soul. And when he's free, it's going to set you free. So the Lord said, go ahead and now rejoice. It's as good as done. You will sign your name this year to papers that will unlock your future. A simple signature on these documents will be the key that will unlock many locks. It will be like a chain reaction. This document will now lead to future contracts. It's your childhood dream. Somebody in the house, give the Lord praise.
Totally, totally, totally awesome. That's johnkilpatrick.org, John Kilpatrick Ministries.
Wow.
Brother John Kilpatrick, that is the best of times. The best of times. I know we just talked about in the first hour, if you missed it, listen, this is in conjunction with understanding two babies are being born. The contractions are happening. Why would you not want to be this part of the blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Understand that when great turmoil hits the earth, a great harvest of men and women come to God and get forgiven and get cleansed and get welcomed into the kingdom of God. It's the greatest harvest time that the church ever sees. And you want to be a part of that. You don't want this wave to pass you by. And I can just feel, can you just feel that? I mean, we've literally seen these words already. They're just affirming in regards to much has come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing how God's already, you know, begin to do this. And there's so much more ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, 2013. And I just like the idea of the hearing of even the word of saying that there will be no more tears. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because we've all gone through so many broken times. Mm-hmm. And maybe you've gone through a relationship situation. Maybe your children, the enemy's tried to destroy your children. Maybe, you know, your business, maybe your finances, maybe your brother in the Lord or your sister in the Lord that you've been betrayed and all these things. And it's like, is there all weeping? Will it just go? And he says, weeping may endure for the night.
That's right.
But joy will come in the morning. And that release of joy is like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's just exciting to know that that our Father and our Lord Savior has in mind for those who are His an awesome encounter. And when we get back, we're going to talk to you about, we are going to talk about this word about the Pope and understand the times we're in, but talk to you about the thickness of the glory of God when He pours Himself out, how awesome it is and how refreshing it is, and how encouraging. You're just designed for His presence. You're designed for Him. It's just where you belong in the presence of God. And, you know, we're just speaking about how we've seen a lot of these things come to pass. A lot of these things come to pass in our lives as we just stepped out and began to follow Jesus. And I want to encourage you that the book of Acts is not a history book or a history lesson. It's an operations manual. Mm-hmm. This is the Acts of the church. And you can believe God not only for that, but you can believe God for what happens in the Gospels, because Jesus said, not only will you do what I've been doing, but you'll do greater things than these, because I'm going to be with the Father, and whatever you ask for in my name, it'll be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you do this, that you bear fruit, that you get on the front lines. And so I just want to encourage you that these are exciting days. God may be calling you to be a part of these. You know, I remember that Rick Joyner wrote a book called The Call, as he's writing out the prophecy, the vision that he had saw about the end time armies. There was three different armies. And of course, the first two armies were destructive. The first one was totally destructive. The second one would go in and do good things, but when they would leave, they would destroy all the things they did. Mm. You know, you've seen those folks that come in, they do this great thing. And this, by the time they finish, they start walking out. It's like, what you just said destroyed everything that was just done, you know? And those days, praise God, are coming to an end. You know, it's like, you just really just say what you just did? And they disassociate the ministry from their own personal life is what it is. And so that's people using the gifts but not bearing the fruit, because their lack of fruit destroys what the gift brought to pass. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Then there's a last army, and the last army is the one that when they come into a place that is devastated, they bring life to it, but when they leave it better off than it was when they actually arrived at it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my goodness, I could just feel like that's about to take place and be loosed to the face of the earth. And everybody's moving in their ranks, and they're not jealous or envious or whatever that, you know, fighting and all that. Everybody's just whatever their position is and what God called them to do, they just are tightly fit together for the purposes of God. And I can just see these flanks, these spiritual platoons that are all around the world, you know, and as they just begin to flank in on what God is doing on the earth, and it's just powerful. And you need to, if you're thinking, man, that's in me, but I didn't know that was possible, you need to find where God's calling you so you can enlist in God's army and be a soldier for Him. And we're talking about spiritual army, we're not talking about physical army, to be able to fight the good fight of faith and stand shoulder to shoulder with men and women who understand that they are ambassadors of God, and that they are soldiers for Christ, and they're to march out into the dark places to be able to win those who are held captive by the adversary and snatch them from the fire, like a coal being snatched from the fire, and understanding that the kingdom expands. God's kingdom expands when Satan's kingdom shrinks. It doesn't. There's not people like in some middle kingdom out there. No, when we're born, we're conceived in sin and we are lost. Right. And when we make a decision to join the kingdom of God and make Jesus the Lord of our life, that's when we leave Satan's kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, and we enter into the kingdom of light. What does that mean? You're going to have to confront evil. You're going to have to go and speak to people who are held captive and let them know that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. Share with them who you were and who you are, and it's this grace of God that has actually brought you to the place that you are, and they can be with God too, and that God loves them and God has a plan for their life. And when you're hearing about this blessing being loosed on the face of the earth, we're at firsthand knowledge, and we're going to be having, you know, we may call it glory stories, I don't know, but we just want to be able to share with you the glory of God and what God is doing. Mm-hmm. We have some interviews that set up that, and we want to begin to capture them for you. Because you need to hear that this same Jesus that walked the face of the earth, this same church, the loyal church to Jesus that you read about in the book of Acts, exists. and you can walk with God and these miracles, provision, jobs, homes, healings, whatever you need for a breakthrough. I mean, going into a people group where God's launching you. Listen, America needs missionaries. America needs people, men and women, who are willing to go into a place of a people group, even a very religious people group, and begin to carry the light of the gospel in that place and begin to share the hope of God and the hope of walking with God that comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm really believing and hoping for missionaries in every state, in every county, and in every city in America who have the torch of God's fire burning in their heart, the voice of God burning in their heart, to begin to share with that city and maybe share with the church of that city that's held captive. Wow. And cause them to desire to be with their Lord, with the bridegroom, and begin to just long after him. And it's exciting. It's so exciting. But we have something we have to do. When you heard in the first hour, when you heard the warnings about the spiritual avalanche, which is a mountain covered with the snow, which is false teachings, heretical teachings that are being taught today. I mean, I just want to tell you, I mean, I feel like in my heart that, you know, TBN right now weighs in the balance, the Eternity Broadcasting Network, because, you know, Paul Krause just turned everything over this year or last year to his son. Mm-hmm. I believe it's his youngest son. I can't tell you his name right now.
I think it's Matthew.
Matthew, and he's embracing this grace message instead of fruit message. And he's Prince. I don't want to name any names. I don't want to name any names. But I just feel like TBN is teetering on will they go this way, which is the thing that we heard about in the first hour, where Steve was talking about calling him an old-fashioned Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're old-fashioned Holy Ghost, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're like the new grace movement, as if it's acceptable. And it's like, really? And I see it. I'm like, oh, my goodness, Matthew. I mean, come on, man. Hang on, dude. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Because many people will join you, and many people will give financially to you if you tell them they're okay in their sin. If you comfort them on their bedside before they bust hell wide open, they will just, oh my goodness, they'll just be your closest friend. Because if you make them comfortable in their sin and tell them they're okay, you know, understand this, that there's going to be many people. It's a wide road like that. Mm-hmm. But in that, understand that you're going to be held accountable for that man or that woman's blood if you told them that and you skipped over what Jesus said. When Jesus preached, John, when Jesus preached and his disciples were around him, they were listening to what he said.
Yeah.
And their response to what he said was, well, who can be saved, Jesus? I mean, who then can be saved? I mean, they're thinking like, I can't be saved. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I'm looking at my life and what you're saying, it just doesn't even line up. That's what they're saying. And Jesus said, what's impossible with man is possible with God. Listen, America, a lot of the American message today is being preached saying everybody can be, it don't matter who, you can do anything you want to do, say anything you want to. It's like, just come quick. You don't have to do nothing. Just say, just give me some numbers. Give me some likes. Give me some, you know, give me a crowd. It's like, yeah, you can be saved. Doesn't matter. You can be saved. And that's a totally different message. The American message right now, the false doctrine is, it's like, who can't be saved?
That's right.
But when Jesus preached, they told him, they said, the ones that are hearing his very word said, who can be saved? And then he drives them right back to, listen, you can only do this through me, bro. You have to humble yourself. There is no pride in this. Mm-hmm. You got to humble yourself, and you can only do it through a personal relationship with me. What's impossible with man is possible with God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.